What's up, y'all? Jerry and Jerry TV coming to you live on Memorex from the ultimate remote location out here on a beautiful, beautiful. One thing I want to start out by saying is there's very many different types of beautiful. It's a beautiful. I wish I could. I can't turn this camera around. This app I'm using doesn't flip around, but it's a beautiful fall day, blue skies, all the leaves aren't gone yet, but a lot of them have turned and the trees are bare, but some are still have leaves on them and they're, you know, different colors. The air is crisp. I think it's about 54 degrees out here. And it's a little bit brisky and windy. It just feels good. It feels good. It's my first time being outside since I landed. Got my rental car, drove to Youngstown, hit Sparkle Market, got all my goodies and whatnot. Went to my ex-wife's house where granddaughter was. Played with her. Well, met with her, not even played, you know, got reintroduced. You remember this time, wasn't no apprehension this time at all. Hung out with her, saw the Cleveland Browns fan, told him, I was like, y'all gonna win tomorrow, because they play in Baltimore. So I was giving him some encouragement. I was like, y'all gonna win tomorrow. And just like a true Browns fan, he was like, and we gonna win next week too. Next week is when they play the Steelers. I was like, man, I was trying to reach an olive branch. And he going to start right back up. Anyway, so I ran out of there, talked for about an hour until my daughter got off work to come down there and pick her up. Then we went home. Saturday night, I think we were there probably like 8:30. It was early. 9 o'clock. I ain't left the house since. This is my first time leaving the house today. Take that damn rental car back. You know that damn rental car? Be sitting there. I don't use the damn thing. Sit there the whole day. From the time I parked it until today, the thing didn't go anywhere. See, yeah, that's why I don't even. You know, I don't need a car. I used to rent a car and keep it for 2 weeks. And then one time that thing paid $600 for that damn car and it said it did not move. It did not move. Plus, like I said before, I'll catch an Uber out here, worst come to worst. But anyway, beautiful, beautiful. You know what? I need to turn this around. I'm gonna have to probably stop it even and turn it around. I don't think I can do it. Let me see if I hit the back camera, what happens. Oh, it stopped. It stopped the first one, and then I had to hit it again, and then it comes up with that one. Here's what it looks like. And I got the sun behind me, so you should be getting a pretty good shot. See the leaves? I can't zoom on this one. I might have to look for a better app. But it does what it's supposed to do, so. See the leaves? Sunniness and the goodness. It's like 54 degrees out here. Brisky. Feels energizing. What I came up with was it's a different kind of beautiful. There are many different kinds of beautiful. There's an unlimited and infinite amount of types of beautiful in life. Especially since there's an infinite amount of different personalities. Somebody gonna find something beautiful. No matter what it is, somebody gonna find something beautiful. Or somebody gonna find some of everything beautiful. Yankee Kitchen. One day I think Jesse and them said they'd be going in to to the, I think it went out in Liberty. He said, I don't know if y'all can see that because the camera timed out. See the trees back there? Kind of changing, some of them changing, some of them bare. Doc's radio and TV. Grew up with it, used to be downtown, I believe. Then they moved. I never really went to this one. See, TV, VCR repair, stereo repair. It was TV, literally radio and TV when I wanted to be radio and TV. When I wanted to be a radio TV repairman. That's where I started off. I kind of didn't know what electronics was. I knew what electronics was, but I didn't know the industries for it. What do you do? Until I came out here, became an electronic technician at Kennedy Company. I was really quality control. We did alignments and setup. See, like I've always been quality control. It seems like I've always been quality. Now that I think about it, because at Avacom, I was QA. I wasn't building nothing. They had it was a whole different department that would build the stuff. They sent it to us. And, you know, we do some electronic stuff to it. But basically, we were QA. I think I've been QA the whole time. Now that I think about it, then after Avacom, I went into computers. So I probably was never really a true electronic technician. I was always a quality assurance, quality control electronic technician. Wow. I just thought about that. Because them was the only two jobs I really had as an electronic technician. But I can remember Kennedy Company and Avacom. And then after Avacom, I got laid off there in 95. That's when I went into computers. Interesting. The things you learn about yourself on these walks. I love my walks. Oh yeah, speaking of walks, I just saw a bag of doo-doo. So I guess people back here actually clean up behind their dogs. I was under the impression that they wouldn't, because it's so rural out here. You know, there's so much green and so much space that I can see how people may or may not clean up behind their dogs, but I just saw somebody did. Of course, they left the bag right there on the street, but it's a start. Anyway, yesterday was my first day in 80 days. First day since July 17th. I didn't get my 10,000 steps in. It was cold. Or it felt like it was cold. And I was tired. And I slept really good. You can probably tell in my voice that I feel pretty good. And that I'm energized. Because I slept good. And I slept a lot. And I was like, it was like 11:30, 12 o'clock last night. When me and Kimberly finished watching the movie, we watched a movie called The Firestarter. I think it's from 2022. It's like a remake. And it was pretty good. I thought it was good. It had some interesting twists to it. I thought it was, you know, it was more. First, we was going to watch John Wick. No. First, we was going to watch Lawman Bass Reeves. And then I'm watching it. I'm like, this is kind of heavy. Let's watch John Wick. And the reason I wanted to watch John Wick 4, just so I could make fun of it. You know, because once you've seen one, you basically done seen them all. That's my whole stick on it. And then as we was going to see John Wick 4, we saw Firestarter. I was like, let's watch that. That looks even better. And then when we was going to watch Firestarter, the ad for John Wick 4 came up. But we watched Firestarter. It was pretty good. It was pretty good. I was showing you. Telling Kimmy, I was like, look, every character, every side character, introduced character is going to be a person of color. And sure enough, I was like, look, every, like the cop, the guy working in the surveillance thing, any role that they can feel with a minority, they did. And it was barely any white males in it. And if they were, They were almost evil. And the father, the character, one of the lead characters of the Firestarter, was white in real life. But they had him looking so dark, I thought he was Hispanic or something. I thought he was like Hispanic or Arabic or something. Because the way they had his beard and his eyes and stuff. It was like, nope, she was like, so-and-so Efron, whoever his name is white. But, and then it was a few times you saw how blue his eyes was and how white he probably was, but everybody was looking after him. And then they was hitchhiking and they got picked up by this old man and he was saying something about his wife, this. And I told Kimmy, I said, I bet you his wife is white, because he was black. I said, I bet you his wife is white. And sure enough, I was vindicated. It was good, too. It was good to say that and to have it pop up, you know, and to see her, have her witness me making that call. You know, see, I was like, I told you. I said, it's predictable. It's just too predictable. Everything is just too predictable. It's patronizing, and I was telling her all that, blah, blah, blah. But it didn't matter, because the movie was good. The movie turned out pretty good. All the characters were ethnic. Except for one of the really bad. The bad guys are white males. And they're like, oh, no, you know what? You know what? Actually, the villain, the main villain, the number one villain in the place was a black female. The number one villain, the ace, the highest villain, was a black female. So even that role was taken away from black, white males. You could look at it either way, you know. So because I was looking at it another way is, I look at it is, they may or may not show minorities in a negative light. They may not say anything derogatory or show minorities in a negative light, but they actually had the main villain. She was a black female. But it's like can you see me? On the ground, I don't know if you can see me. Can you see that, me waving? It's probably like, a give and take for the main role to go to a minority. One of the main roles to go to our minority versus portraying that minority in a negative light. But it was a sophisticated kind of bad guy, you know. They were like, it was like almost, she was like a bad guy, but it was cool that she made it up to the highest levels of that organization. So it was a give and take. Anyhow, enough of that. What should I be talking about? Oh, beautiful Youngstown. Right there is where Amor's Hobby Shop used to be. I used to come down here, look at the trains, couldn't afford none of them. And the models and stuff. I never was into the model cars. The actual plastic ones you put together to where they were like really intricate, where you painted them and you really detailed them. And, you know, I was just used to those little Snap-on ones. I used to get these little 50-cent ones from the YMCA on a Humbug or something. You just snap those together, you know. It was kind of cool. But I never really got into really detailing it, painting it right, you know, getting it to look be authentic. I used to always put them together and just left plastic, you know, the same color, the same little weird gray that they were or whatever. You know, and then using the glue, of course, airplane glue. I never really got into the details and the paint, you know, spraying it down and doing it really, really to make it really look authentic. I was into the trains. And not even so much the racer car sets. I was in the slot racing for a while. It was a magazine I used to get delivered. I think it was AFX Racing or something. I used to get AFX. One of those magazines I used to get delivered. I used to have, you know, racer car sets and stories about racer car slot racing. So I was kind of into that for a while. And I remember the magnet traction cars. Cars used to come out and they built the magnet low so that it would stick to the track. They built the magnet on the car chassis low so it would stick to the track. Because I remember my first racing car set, the cars were different and they'd fly off. Oh, I remember that racing car set. And I got another one, smaller one, because I didn't get a big one. There really wasn't no sense to get no big one. Everybody wanted that big giant one. Wasn't nobody gonna put all that up. And then when you do, where you gonna put it? But that's the one you wanted. That's the one you always asked for. But I used to always get a little single loop, like a little double loop one. Didn't even have like a loop to loop in it or nothing. Didn't even have like a lane change crisscross or nothing. Basically, that's all I needed. You know, because you play with it for so long and then, squash side blitz of football or something. It ain't like I'm gonna be sitting there for hours playing with it. Half the fun was putting it together. Let's be honest. And I always wanted to have a big train set on a 4x8, 4-foot by 8-foot piece of plywood with green turf on it and have it, you know, with the buildings and the tracks. I even researched, went to Stand By Thompson's and checked out the price of the plywood and this and that. But I never, that never really came to be. I never really put that together because it was a little too much. I was into my crystal radios and my CBs and CB radios. Probably heard this story before, huh? It's one of my favorites. It's one of my favorites. Walking around in this beautiful place. Let me see what y'all seeing. So y'all can't see what I'm seeing. I can't see what I'm seeing, but y'all ain't seeing me. Y'all seeing the ground. See, that's what Doc is. Okay, now I can see what y'all seeing. I wish I could zoom. See, another one, I could zoom a little. Hello, Jeep Renegade. See? And I wish I could zoom a little bit. Hopefully you're getting a decent picture. It's probably not going to be the highest resolution or the best quality because I got the app set to record my voice. It's all about the voice. It's not so much about the... Hey! Think about that Nancy. Yeah. Nancy walking. Tell y'all be walking out here and seeing people. Nancy. Yeah. That's the coolest. That is the coolest. That is the coolest. When you're just out here doing what you do. Walking and just, you know, being whatever. Doing my videos. That was my babysitter, in fact. That's one of the first people I knew outside of my family growing up. That was probably one of the first people I knew outside of my family growing up. Babysitter, Brenda Nancy, right up the street. Used to make us French fries. That's where I learned about homemade French fries. And them cooking them, because my mother wasn't good. It was just some stuff that in our immediate family, my mother would cook or would not cook. You know, we wanted that funky food. If we wanted to get down like that, we had to go to Furl and let them people cook for us. Well, they tore it down. Used to be a school there. Used to be Boardman High School, I think. And it used to be there, and it's gone now. I got pictures of it when it was there. And I just happened to be walking up the street the day they were tearing it down. Now it's gone. and the grass done grew over it. Wow, you can't even tell. Wow, I guess if I come down here, when I walk this way another time, I can zoom in on it. Because wow, you can't even tell anything was there. It's gone. And they're going to make like a wetlands water park or something here. They're going to make like a wetlands water park, some kind of wetlands thing. It'll say you up here. See the trees? I don't know how good you can see the trees. And the funeral. What's it called? Burial? Funeral? Cemetery. See, I am. Cemetery. See, it's a stormwater park. Forest Lawn Stormwater Park. That's what they're going to make there. So that's going to be, you know, that's going to be kind of cool, I think. And if not, oh well. I'm pretty sure it'll be cool. There's the cemetery, Memorial Park. Not a cemetery, it's a Memorial Park. Get yourself together. Youngstown, Ohio, my people, like I said, really nasty, like, first people, my babysitters, first people I knew. And they're like, it's funny, babysitter, right? You know, we were taught elders, you respect your elders, just, you know, blah, blah, blah. You know, and then as I got older, I'm like, they was only like 7 years older than me. You know, we looked up to them. You know, I know them since we were so young. We looked up to them as like, not as parents, but as adults. And they weren't. They were kids, just, you know. They were only 7, 8 years older than me or something like that. And then as you get older, you know, that gap isn't as proportionally wide. Yeah, now Brenda was out in California for a while. So I used to hang with her and her husband, Jesse. Me and Jesse used to run. He's the one I first saw drive California like it wasn't nothing. He was like, I was like, ooh, I want to, you know, this is before I learned how to drive in California. And I was like, I was telling the boys, my cousins, kids, the twins, you know, it took me probably 10, 15 years to really get comfortable driving out here on these freeways. This was back before I was comfortable driving on the freeway. And he'd be like, yeah, let's go, just jump in the car and go. Drive your Thomas guy, he didn't mean your Thomas guy. He just knew, go. And I was like, I want to do that. That is something I want to learn how to do. I want to be that person. And if you think about it, that drive and that desire, whether I knew it or not, even though I said it and I knew it, I was probably pursuing it even in my subconscious. It's probably, I said it, you say it, and you kind of mean it, but, you know, it still, like, feels like it's on a back burner. But it probably wasn't. Because that was something that I always wanted to do, had the freedom to jump in the car, go anywhere in L.A., you get around the whole big city, expand the size of my playground, basically. So that was good. So, and that was her, Brenda's Nancy's sister, the one we just saw in the car, was out there, you know, just walking. That's one thing about walking back here. You know, I'm not used to running to people I know, and let alone people who had such an impact or deep meaning in your life. To go that far back. These people know me. These people knew me before I knew me. Some of these people knew me before I knew me. So that's how that goes. And then you walking around, you see them, and they say, hey, I changed your diapers and all of that. I was there, and then they even remember your mother and father, when your mother and father was young and stuff. Well, not too many of them left. I don't know, think about it. Not too many of them are left. if any. Well, yeah, my aunt and all them. My mother's sister. Oh yeah, there's some. But they're getting older, and generations are being passed. And I often wonder if we'd be ready to fill their shoes, because filling Mr. Clarence Smith's shoes was something that it's hard to take lightly, because it was for real. I never thought I'd be able to do it for a long time, because I was the role he betrayed and how he carried himself at that level. I should run. I ain't gotta run. It ain't turning yellow. But the way he carried himself, oh, that's the 8 Market. 8 Market bus. That's the 8 Market bus. You know, that all of a sudden now, you know, you grow into the role. You grow into the role. You put your spin on it. And you do, you know, what you do what you do. You're going to do the parts that you were taught, that you learned, that you picked up. And you're going to put your little spin on it. You're going to make your adjustments and do it your way. Well, at least I did. But, you know, there's some core issues. Some core foundational. There's some foundational reasonings, understandings, and behaviors that I got from my father that I obviously respected, is not the right word, found to be beneficial, or something that I wanted to, you know, use. I was like, ooh, I like that. That I can use. At the core foundation of my understanding and the way I carry myself. Then I threw my little Jeffrey on top of it. And now I'm in the role where he was. You know, I'm the old one now. The patriarch, if you can even use that word in today's society anymore. Because every damn thing you see on TV is matriarch, women doing everything. And in my family, women run the joint anyway. It's just so many of them, they're so strong. You know, mother's gonna have the ultimate say so anyhow, anywhere you look at it. So, you know, I just go into the role, do it my way, you know? I just gotta handle it my way, be Jeffrey. Assume that responsibility, or not assume the responsibility, be there when or if people need you to be there. Learned it all back here. I've said many times, I love being from Youngstown. I love this place. And I still love it. And more than likely, and it's highly likely,